This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Sam Castle Day is back. After a brief hiatus, this annual event will be hosted at Smelt Bay. I caught up with organizer Carol Thacker to find out all the details about this exciting, artistic family event.
Going back to the first year, which was a long time ago.
What year was the first year that Sandcastle Day happened on Cortez?
Probably got to be 2000.
Oh, okay. The year 2000.
Yeah, something like that. I didn't do it the first few years. The seniors have always sponsored it. And Sue Ellingson and Gil Ringwood, I think, were the first ones to do it.
When you say the seniors, do you mean the senior society?
Yes.
And you think it might have started around 2000. So it's an annual event. Is that right?
Yes, but it hasn't happened for 3 years because of, no, 2 years. Sorry, it was canceled for 2 years.
So it hasn't happened since 2019?
Correct.
And does it usually happen at the end of August?
Mid-August, but the tides have to be right.
Ah.
So that we have sand around the corner in Smelt Bay. So the tides have to be low in the morning, basically. The only other time it worked was it clashed with the Love Fest. So it had to be late this year.
This year, Sandcastle Day is coming back for the first time in 3 years. And what day is it being hosted?
Saturday, the 27th of August.
And where does Sandcastle Day happen?
Smelt Bay. And the registration and everything is up in the park on the where we have Cortez Day and stuff. And the food and booths are set up there. And then you go around the corner, you walk down and around the corner for the actual building of the sandcastles.
What time is registration at?
10.
10 a.m. on August 27th. So there's no need to RSVP ahead of the day.
No.
Just show at 10 a.m. to register at the provincial park.
Yeah.
And then the actual event is just south of the provincial park beach there. Is that what you're saying? Awesome. And that's cool. It has to align with the tides and their calendar. So who can enter this competition?
Anybody. There's categories 6 and under. And I think then it goes 7 to 14 and then 14 and up. And you can join as a family and everybody build or individually. If you join in a 14 and under category, there's no adult help.
I see. Are dogs allowed?
Dogs come, but we discourage it. We can't do anything about them on the beach, but.
So is it helpful to have them on a leash?
Oh, they have to be on a leash. Yeah. Yeah. They run and destroy castles and sandcastles. We discourage it.
So there's 3 categories for the competition. Are there other categories for the awards?
Oh, yeah. There's structures and castles. There's sea critters, dragons and monsters, and then other.
The other category is all on its own?
Yeah, anything
okay,
goes.
Okay, so that's the freestyle category.
It's usually cash prizes, and we don't know until it happens how much we have.
Is there a cost for registering to be a part of the competition?
No, there's no cost for registering.
How is this event funded?
The Cortez seniors have done it in the past.
Are they funding it this year?
I hope so.
See. Okay.
I hope so. They usually also have a food booth and stuff, and they don't this year. But they said that they would do everything else. So I think that's the prizes. We used to go to Campbell River and get people to donate and stuff, but it's really hard to divide a slow cooker between 6 people that are building the castle and stuff. And we also have a jumping castle for people for kids that finish early or stay up. And there's an hour between when we give prizes, like from 1 to 2, there's an hour, and we might have games if anyone volunteers to help. And we have the jumping castle. 1 year we had slug races. We will have a booth with food, hot dogs, corn on the cob and drinks and coffee. Diane Hansen will be there with her pies.
Lots of food. Beautiful. So why is it important for you to be a part of organizing this event?
Oh, I really like to see it happen. It's one of the most fun days, no pressure, and just families get out and build and be creative. It's just a really nice, nice day.
It's a fun for the whole family, category for everyone. Awesome. Yes. Is there any other details you would like to share about the event?
Yeah, it's supposed to be materials in the thing that are found on the beach.
So I see in the pictures here, there's lots of seaweed and seashells being used, beach
driftwood. Yeah, driftwood and that kind of thing, rocks, but it's supposed to be stuff on the beach.
If you would like to volunteer for Sandcastle Day as a judge or to help with the food, please contact Carol Thacker at carolshop@gmail.com. That's carolshop@gmail.com. Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.